This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top UN court orders Israel to allow food and medical aid into Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel, and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. Aid deliveries have been impeded by Israeli military restrictions, ongoing hostilities, and the breakdown of public order, according to the UN and international aid groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters reports.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A new study shows dogs are able to understand that some words refer to objects in a way that is similar to humans, offering a fresh insight into the way the minds of man's best friends work. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
This border collie named Rohan was part of the study out of Budapest. Researchers at Eötvös Loránd University measured her brain activity as her owner said words for objects she knew. 18 dogs participated in the study. In some cases, the owners would present the dog with an object that matched the word.
Rohan, donde está frisbee?
In other cases, the object didn't match.
Rohan, donde está frisbee?
The results showed that there was a different pattern in the dog's brains when the words matched the objects compared to when they didn't, just like humans.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. France says it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers are finalizing security planning for the July 26th through August 11th games, the French capital's first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry said Friday that the request for foreign security assistance was made in January, seeking 2,185 reinforcements. It said the officers are sought for game security and what it called, quote, the spectator experience, and that such assistance is common practice for major international events. Separately, the French Defense Ministry has also asked foreign nations for, quote, small numbers of military personnel who could help with tasks, including sniffer dog teams. The U.S. government approved $60 million in relief funds for the state of Maryland on Thursday to begin rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the city of Baltimore. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The bridge collapsed Tuesday morning after a massive cargo freighter that had lost power plowed into the structure in Baltimore Harbor. The bodies of two men have been recovered while four others are missing and presumed dead. They were conducting repairs on the bridge when it was struck. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Thursday that recovering the missing workers and bringing closure to their families remained a top priority. He also confirmed the Biden-Harris administration had approved his state's emergency funds request on Thursday, hours after it was submitted, an extraordinarily quick relief payout after such a disaster. A team of experts must first assess how to dislodge the vessel, which is loaded with thousands of containers and entangled in bridge debris.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The office of Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says he's vetoed a law that would have allowed the over-the-counter access to the morning-after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement said on Friday, Duda sent the law back to Parliament and was open to debate for aged 18 and above. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.